The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donkor. In the headlines, CPP to embark on massive industrial and agricultural revolution when voted into power. NDC parliamentary candidate for Bosa South urges Ghanaians to retain the NDC in power. Parliament approves $80 million for phase two of the Tamale International Airport expansion project. Government asked to find ways of encouraging more youth to venture into agriculture. And renewed violence in Central African Republic displaces more than 20,000 people. The flag bearer of the Convention People's Party, CPP, Ivor Greenstreet, says his government, when elected, will embark on a massive industrial and agricultural revolution, especially in the three regions of the North, to bridge the development gap between them and the South. He said policies and programs for the North will be driven from the office of the President. Speaking at a program organized by the Northern Development Forum for political parties on their policies for the northern part of Ghana, Mr. Greenstreet said a CPP government will invest massively in renewable energy to make Ghana energy sufficient. Felix Kofi reports.
The Northern Development Forum is an advocacy platform for governance's support for and influencing policy aimed at developing the three regions of the North. Mr. Greenstreet said a CPP government will focus on agriculture because the northern part of the country is rich in arable lands, good for food crop cultivation.
With respect to our policies for the three northern regions, something that we are going to drive from the office of the President. In terms of agriculture, we have spoken extensively, particularly with regards to the three northern regions, of doing more to utilize the vast areas of land that are currently not being utilized. I know some extensive work has been done on shea and cashew and cotton and other crops, but we were looking at potentially introducing a tree which grows there already, that is the almond tree. It grows anywhere, it needs hardly any water to grow, that's why it grows anywhere in the country. It grows quickly within a period of 2 to 3 years, and after 2 to 3 years it already begins to harvest. The nuts from the tree are very easy to harvest and process, and you will notice that in the 300 year history of cocoa, on the international market, it has never exceeded $3,600. But today, the almond oil on the international market is $10,000 a metric ton.
Policy analyst of the NDC, Dr. William Ahaji, said government is working to revamp the Kwalugu tomato factory. He said the challenge with the factory has to do with supplies. He, however, announced that government is working to revive the shea nut industry in the north to create employment for the youth there.
We are looking at, based on increased thermal power, we will support the private sector to undertake exploitation and refinery of massive iron ore deposits in the Nisheini in the northern region, Pudo in the upper west region as well. These two places are targeted for steel industry. Agro-industrialization, small-scale farming, we are looking at processing to support value addition in shea, as I mentioned, and some fruits. SADA is a big one. We are doing quite a number of things under SADA, and we'll support SADA in the land trust scheme. We are looking at water. We'll expand the water project in Yendi, Damango, Sabuba, and others.
The policy analyst for the only independent candidate, Jacob Oseyeboa, said as an electrical engineer, his candidate, if elected, will invest heavily in the energy sector, especially solar energy. The chairman of the Northern Development Forum, Dr. Hakim Wema, said the forum hopes to see an equitable distribution of development across the country in future. He said it is a serious aberration that some parts of the country, especially the north, continue to be regarded and accepted as poor. Dr. Wema appealed to the youth in the three regions of the north to embrace peace this election year. The forum was organized for the four presidential candidates cleared by the Electoral Commission. The MPP, however, could not send a representation.
Felix Kofi reporting. The NDC parliamentary candidate for Bosa South, Dr. Clement Opak, said the electorate are discerning and will not mistakenly entrust the governance of the country into the hands of the MPP, a party that is divided and in total disarray. He said the level of disunity in the NPP speaks volume of the fact that the party has lost focus and is not ready to rule the country. Addressing enthusiastic party supporters at Fumbisi to officially launch his campaign, Dr. Park admonished Ghanaians not to believe in the promises and deceit of the opposing parties because they are only desperate for power and that they have nothing to offer the country. Isaac Asari is out of this report.
Since 1992, the Bosa South constituency has been one of the strongholds of the ruling NDC in the Upper East region. In 2008, Mr. Alassane Azong of the PNC pulled a surprise by claiming the seat to become the MP for the area, a position he has held till date, though some political analysts believe his candidature is enjoying some background support from the NDC. His participation in this year's election tend to dispute such assertions, as he comes face to face with Dr. Clementa Park, a presidential staffer and convener for the Forum for Governance and Justice, at a campaign launch to officially outdoor the candidature of Dr. Clementa Park. A former Deputy Upper West Regional Minister, Caesar Kale, described Dr. Park as a game changer whose exploits and influences depict what he is capable of doing when given the nod. While urging the people to give Dr. Park a resounding victory come December 7, Mr. Kale also advised the electorate not to vote for the NPP, saying that the party is only obsessed with power and therefore cannot be trusted.
We should not be deceived, especially with the youth and the students. We should accord the promises that can never be achieved. I want to say, you have Dr. Clement Park to the prayer. This is an energetic young man who is so smart. Indeed, he is a game changer. He is a fixer. I have worked with him in the past 3 years at the presidency as president. You look at his when you look at this international link and even local link, it's wrong like that. You don't need to waste such a talent. I believe Dr. Park is going to actually inject a lot of enthusiasm. He's going to actually inject a lot of seriousness in the development of Bosa South.
Addressing the crowd, Dr. Clementa Park said the seat was only loaned to the incumbent, therefore the time has come for the NDC to reclaim it for good. Dr. Park argued that the proven track record of President Mahama and the NDC administration in northern Ghana cannot be contested, therefore a vote for him and the president will mean more developmental projects.
The truth must be told that indeed the devotion that the MPs have got to the north and to blue cannot be contested. Many of you think on the road being constructed. It is not only going to be contested, it is going to be asphalt. We are all aware of the signature Jampinia High Grade School, which is taking shape and will soon be commissioned in Shenzhen. And also the MPs and President Mahama Nama, the road that is being constructed will never happen. So let's appreciate what we put ourselves in the project. And that is why we must ignore those who make reckless promises.
Various speakers took turns to address the gathering. They repeated calls for Ghanaians to honor President John Mahama another four-year term to enable him accomplish his development agenda of changing lives and transforming Ghana.
Isaac Asari filed that report. An international election observer from the National Democratic Institute, NDI, in the U.S., Richard Klein, says there is nowhere in the world that elections are conducted with what he termed a perfect voters register. Mr. Klein, who was responding to questions from journalists in Accra after a pre-assessment of Ghana's preparedness for the December election, said there has never been an election conducted where every eligible voter gets captured onto the voters register. However, mechanisms can be put in place to ensure that the register is made credible.
There is no such thing as a perfect voter register. There has never been an election conducted with every registered voter, every eligible voter on the list. There's never been an election conducted with a voter register that did not have deceased individuals on the list, whether in the United States or in Africa. I think something to remember is that there are also other safeguards in the system to prevent illegal voting. The voter register is an important safeguard, but it is not the only safeguard. when the joint NDI-IRI delegation was here in August, in the delegation's discussions with Ghanaians, the voter register was mentioned frequently. In our discussions for this delegation, the emphasis was not on the loaded register, but was focused more on obtaining a copy of the certified final register from the Election Commission. We were encouraged that the Election Commission has informed political parties that the certified register, final register, has been completed, and that they are in the process of providing political parties with that. That should be obviously done expeditiously, and it should be provided in a format that parties can use to check both to determine that their supporters are on the list and to assess for themselves the quality of the voter register. But I think it is important for people to remember that while the register is an important safeguard, it is not the only safeguard in the elections.
Mr. Klein explained that the delegation was also briefed by the EC chairperson, Madame Charlotte Osei, on the election process. He said the team was informed that the EC's election strong room will now be referred to as a National Information Center for the December 7 polls. This information center will be accessible to the media, political parties, and local and international election observers. Vice President Kwesi Mensah-Arthur has assured the international community that government is committed to ensure that the December 7 election is conducted in a safe and peaceful environment. He said the upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections are another opportunity for Ghana to demonstrate her maturity in multi-party democracy. Vice President Mensah-Arthur gave the assurance when he hosted a dinner in honor of the Prime Minister of France, Manuel Valls, at the Flagstaff House in Accra. Seth Eyer reports.
The government of Ghana and France represent the political tradition of social democracy, and their recent discussions have focused on bilateral cooperation, international peace and security, and climate change. Vice President Mensah-Arthur said Ghana and France have developed their relations based on strong political, social and economic ties. He said economic ties have grown steadily over the years, and currently the value of trade is about $1.7 billion. With respect to investments, there are more than 85 registered French projects in the areas of agriculture, banking and manufacturing. Mr. Mensah-Arthur said next year Air France plans to commence operations to complement Ghana's efforts in making the country the gateway to a rapidly growing West African market. Also, French mobile telephone giant Orange is exploring the possibility of investing in Ghana. Vice President Mensah-Arthur said France has indeed been living up to its commitment as a strategic partner. In this regard, France intends to support some identified sectors of Ghana's economy with $100 million, notably the energy sector. On the international front, Vice President said global insecurity can be minimized if platforms are provided for the expression of political differences and also opportunity provided to citizens to benefit from the growth of their economies. Seth Eyer, reporting for Radio Ghana.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: CPP to embark on massive industrial and agriculture revolution when voted into power. NDC parliamentary candidate for Bursa South urges Ghanaians to retain the NDC in power. Parliament approves $80 million of phase two of the Tamale International Airport expansion project. Government asked to find ways of encouraging more youth to venture into agriculture. And renewed violence in Central African Republic displaces more than 20,000 people. The Catholic Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Gabriel Charles Bamabako, has urged Ghanaians not to allow predictions made by some prophets to influence who they vote for in this year's election. They should rather seek God's direction to make the right choice. Most Reverend Bamabako said this in the electioneering is the right time for Christians to fervently pray for peace and counter negative actions with positive attitudes for the good of the country. Most Reverend Bamabako was speaking at the 25th anniversary Thanksgiving of the Corpus Christi Parish at Sakumano. He said voting is a civic responsibility and all must exercise their right to make Ghana a better place, adding that Catholics are allowed to vote for any political party that they desire, but warned against the wearing of party colors to church.
This is the time that we need our Christians to go down on their knees and to know that Ghana is one. All of us belong to this country, and each and every one of us must speak peace, must work for peace, must live for peace, must bring about reconciliation wherever we are. We must encounter every negative attitude with a positive attitude for the good of this country. So I will beg you, prepare to go and vote if you have a right to vote.
That was the Catholic Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Gilbert Charles Pamabako. Parliament has approved $80 million for the phase two of the Tamale International Airport expansion project. The commercial agreement being secured from Kuros Galvao Constructions UK will enable the airport to handle international air operations. The MP for Adaku, Kwame Gavins Agboja, said studies have shown that Ghana needs an alternative airport to Kotoka International Airport. He said the position of Tamale makes it conducive to air traffic. He said the vision is to transform Tamale into an aviation hub.
It may not make economic sense, but I'm sure we on an aircraft will tell you there's an incident in Kotoka, so we can't land. You're not going to be thinking about, does it make economic sense in Tamale? You are just going to be looking for a safer place to get down. Secondly, we have been told that the airport will support some of the activity of SADC. And indeed, I am aware and I've visited projects around Tamale that are capable of generating the kind of activity we expect in agro-business. Even individuals are doing great things there. We were told at the committee level that the Ghana Airport Company has acquired quite a sizable amount of land around the airport to do further expansion into other things, including airport delays and other things that can generate money to pay for itself. So I think that in the long term, airport business, I'm not expecting them to be able to pay this in 5 years. It's a long term business. Thirdly, it's important that anybody who goes to Kotoka when they hatch would notice that Kotoka is not probably positioned properly to handle the level of passenger that want to go on hatch, and rightly so. And fourth, recently we have been told that upon all the money and the infrastructure in Nigeria, we are able to attract investment. We are told that airlines basically just go to Nigeria, they pick up passengers and come and drop their crew and other things, stay in Ghana, that is, the hotels and other things.
The MP for New Drabin South, Dr. Mark Esibe Yeboa, said expanding the Tamale Airport at this time will not make economic sense.
This airport, in all sincerity, cannot pay for itself. This commercial airport, how is the hard facility going to pay for itself? So I've been contracting $8 million on top of an initial $100 million, modernize the Tamale Airport into an international. That doesn't find it proper to contract this loan. And so, as you said, the majority will have their way. It is cruel for us to be contracting a loan, purporting to go support the activities of SADC.
Dr. Mark Esibe Yeboa is the New Drabin South MP. Founder and chief farmer of Anyako Farms, Richard Nukbanuku, has called on government to consider ways in which the youth in agriculture can partner past award winners to tap into their knowledge. This is to encourage the youth to go into agriculture and stay in the sector to grow it. Speaking on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the 32nd edition of the annual National Farmers' Day with focus on developing agriculture, Mr. Nukbanuku said the right investment in technology and labor is the way to commercialize agriculture. He noted that the National Awards for Farmers and Fishers is a motivational booster.
One of the key things I've come to learn about Greek is that technical expertise is very key, because not everybody have an agricultural background. So encouraging young people to go into farming, they need to be supported with technical expertise. So some of these award winners can serve as knowledge reservoirs or incubator, more or less. They can run incubator programs, and that is supported by government. So they bring the next generation of agriculture investors or agri people. So we don't lose out. So some of the risk in agri is very demotivating. For instance, if you don't have the technical expertise to identify some of the challenges in terms of planning for production.
Richard Nukbanuku is the founder and chief farmer of Anyako Farms. The deputy director in charge of projects, Fisheries Commission, Tamas Nseidu, said women are very vibrant in fishing. this is said has necessitated the formation of an association of women in the sector.
We now have a National Association of Credit and Industries. This is actually a model. The women have been working for a long time, but it has been very difficult for them to bring them together under a national umbrella. So, at the end of the day, when we talk of production, it's the marketing, you know, that drives the production. We believe that once you have got this association in place, production in the system will be better. Because you now have women who are advocating for women to reject bad fish and then going for the good fish.
The acting director, Women in Agriculture, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, said that the ministry is challenged with recruiting extension officers due to lack of clearance. She said statistics show that one extension officer has to cover about 1,500 farmers.
For extension officers, we do have a problem. And one extension officer has to cover 1,500 farms. That is the statistics we have. And we've not been able to recruit adequately to fill in the gap.
Acting Director, Women in Agriculture, the Ministry of Food and Agriculture. Ghana and France have committed to a mutual cooperation to further enhance bilateral relations between them. Apart from supporting Ghana in areas of counter-terrorism and investment, a business-friendly agency based in France is exploring opportunities to establish an office in Accra to support small and medium enterprises. The French Prime Minister Manon Val said this to the media at the airport at the end of his two-day state visit to Ghana. He was confident that the December 7 election would be peaceful. In foreign news, renewed deadly violence in the Central African Republic has forced more than 20,000 people to flee to a UN base to see
that the EC give
the Democratic leader in the U.S. Senate, Harry Reid, says the head of the FBI may have broken the law by revealing the Bureau was investigating emails possibly linked to Hillary Clinton. Mr. Reid accused FBI Director James Comey of violating an act which bars officials from influencing an election. News of the FBI inquiry comes less than 2 weeks before the U.S. election. The Bureau has meanwhile obtained a warrant to search a cache of emails belonging to a top Clinton aide. Now to end the news, the main points again. The CPP says it will undertake a massive industrial and agricultural revolution in the three regions of the North when voted into power. This is to bridge the development gap between the South and the North. The flag bearer of the party said this at a program organized by the Northern Development Forum for Political Parties. Parliament has approved $80 million for the phase two of the Tamale International Airport expansion project. The commercial agreement being secured from Kiros Galvao Construction UK will enable the airport to handle international air operations. And that ends the news with Abraham Donko in Accra.